opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, and speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, and this is not a Teddy Bridgewater problem at all, just for everybody out there. I would hope that everybody in high school sports and private and public schools in South Florida understand, because of this transfer portal and you're bringing players in to your school, either recruiting them or indirectly recruiting them to come to your school, because you can. It's nothing illegal. So now kids are traveling a lot further every day than they used to. No longer in the backyard. No longer in a school zone. Those days are done. The better the players. We got this started as soon as they changed it. You can transfer. So this is just a connection to it. But coach has been feeding kids for a long time. Coach, I'm hungry. Coach, I need a ride home. Coach, can't babysitters. That's why I always say high school coaches don't get paid enough money in Florida. Don't make enough money for what they do. So Teddy Bridgewater has been suspended by the Florida High School Athletic Association with a post on Facebook, asking fans, Bulls, Northwestern Bulls fans, for some help. That he's been paying for everything, Uber rides and pregame meals, and that things are getting expensive, and he'd spent a lot of money and treatments for kids that have been that soreness or injured. We're getting on this guy. He's doing this with his own money. Did it sound, am I missing something? What am I missing? The guy's donating his time. He's already made enough money. Teddy doesn't need to work again. Teddy's got all the money he needs. Wanted to go back to his high school where he played, if you're not familiar with the story. And had a great team last year, got a better team this year coming out. And he got suspended. You know this goes on at every school, right? They do the same thing, just like you would and I would. If a kid needed help, if you couldn't do it, you'd Uber. You couldn't get him home. You had somebody that's too far away, you'd Uber. These kids at these schools don't live in the backyard anymore. They don't walk to high school anymore. That's where I come from, Marysville High School. What'd you think, Woody?
I think Teddy should be celebrated for trying to help these kids out, man. Not suspended. I mean, and you go, they don't get paid enough. He doesn't even get paid.
Yeah.
This guy's losing 200 G's a year.
So anyway.
But Joe, there's obviously a bigger picture problem. Like, you're right. This is not a Teddy problem. This is a bigger picture issue.
So you open up this transfer portal.
Yep.
And they have, it's a Wild West in the state of Florida.
Wild West in college football too, man.
Well, we get an early jump on that now,
yeah.
Because and these players and these kids, they're jumping. They're jumping school to school. But these things, as far as this money goes, most schools just don't tell anybody, but a lot of them are doing it. And by the way, if you got one of your players that's having trouble at home or doesn't have a place to stay or is broke and has no food or didn't eat dinner last night or had dinner but's hungry, wasn't much, those coaches are going to take care of them. You have any heart, you're going to make sure you feed the kid. And the other thing is you'll make sure he gets home. And you understand when you get a guy that drives 30, 35, 40 minutes, you know, we've had some guys from South Dade going to Broward County schools, passing a lot of private and public schools to get to certain schools. They're getting taken care of. They just are. And I'm not calling anybody out. That's not what this is about, and I'm not getting ready to try to offend you, so my phone afterwards, people are saying how disappointed they were that I called them out in a Teddy situation. Listen, a lot of you are doing it, and it's fine. It's the right thing to do. Teddy probably shouldn't have put that out there. I'm convinced Teddy had no idea when he put that post on Facebook that this is going to be an issue. He was just saying, hey, man, I've been doing this as an alumni of this school. Can I get some help? Where's all those Bulls fans? One of the biggest fan bases we have for high school football. There's former Northwestern Bulls running around. So anyway,
the problem is you see it at every level now, right? And I don't know if you saw yesterday, Brian Kelly's talking about how he's giving $1 million to NIL for his own school. So he's buying his own players for his college team.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And that's not helping guys out either. That's just straight up buying players.
So I don't know if that means – so I saw that. Does that mean it's part of the $20.5 million into the school part of the budget? Marketing outside? I don't know.
Whatever it is, it's going to pay the players.
So anyway, we live in a crazy time, man. I think Teddy's heart's in the right place to want to come home and get his team back, you know, in a championship, which they just dominated through the state championships last year. And probably good chance this year because they're really good. Central's really good, but Northwestern is loaded. Loaded. Matter of fact, Central and Northwestern play each other. It'd be a hell of a game. Can't wait for that game to take place. But this Teddy thing should have never been this major story that makes ESPN the top trending story about Teddy Bridgewater. It's a joke. The FHSAA, the Florida High School Athletic Association, they're a joke. They are a joke. The people that change all the rules that you can go all over now wherever you want, anytime, it's a joke. But it's a system that's in place. Because it just leads to more issues is what it's done. But it gives everybody freedom to go wherever they want. And if you don't like your coach, you can leave. If you want to go load up with another group to win, I get it, man. I can tell you the same school. We can talk about the same six schools every year in Dayton Broward for football. Every year. American Heritage Plantation right up there. Chaminade. St. Thomas, Northwestern. You can go through the schools. Columbus got a nice program. But this thing with Teddy, I just don't have a problem with it. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope some people in Dade County support him. I'd like to think the principal at Northwestern couldn't wait to run Max out of there, so that's fine. Breaking rules or whatever you're upset about. But Teddy, I think Teddy's been pretty good. I think most of those alums are pretty happy with Teddy. They should be. That's called giving back right there. Anyway, I don't know. It's just unbelievable that we have this. Because it's going on everywhere. It's going on everywhere. You do the same thing. You're going to make sure your players get home. And you're going to make sure they have food. And this pregame meal stuff's been going on forever. Usually the alumni get involved or parents get involved or they'll get people to donate the food and they'll cook it up and have a nice team dinner before the game, early. A lot of carbs. And
is this one of those things we're going to look back at in a few years and be like, wow, I can't believe we did that. That's because college football, it's like that
Woody,
now, right?
Woody, I got news for you, man. I think things are only just –
I mean, Joe, if you went back 3 or 4 years in college football and you were going to tell me that a quarterback was going to make $10 million. And that's why – apparently that's why Brian Kelly felt the need to start giving his own money into the thing because they lost out on a quarterback for $10 million.
I'm not sure what but, what that has to do with this Teddy thing in high school.
No, but I'm just saying we look back at it now like – I mean, could you imagine 3 or 4 years ago, though, talking about paying a college quarterback $10 million straight up from the school?
For a contract for 4 years? No, I guess not. No, I didn't see.
And the University of Miami paying a quarterback change?
Never thought that. No, I did not see that coming. When I heard they were getting paid when we started and that first July and it kicked in, like just happened, right, and the ruling came down and it was on, I thought, okay. Guys to get $50,000. I didn't see this kind of money. I didn't see it, but it's
if a coach wants to put in his own money, I just don't see why it's an issue. The only issue I could think of, Joe, is that not every coach obviously is going to be able to afford $200,000 a year to pay for all this stuff, and that's when things
I don't have a problem with a coach that's making the amount of money the top coaches are making, close to $10 million, $8, $9 million, $10 million, if they want to donate money to something in the program, of it back.
In college, it's fine, but in high school, these guys aren't making that kind of money.
No. High school coaches don't even get paid down
That's the yet. Only thing I could see is that other coaches are like, hey, this isn't fair. Like, this guy has NFL money. We don't. So it's just it kind of hurts the balance a little bit, but that's the only thing I could see why people would complain. And people are saying on here they think other people ratted, and that's probably what happened, right? There's probably a lot of ratting going on.
I don't know. I don't follow anybody on Facebook because I don't have it.
But I mean, look, the reality is, most of these coaches are not going to be able to shell out that kind of money annually for their football program.
I think Teddy is really good to have him back. The guy wanted, after he was done playing, matter of fact, he actually won the state championship and went back to the Lions for a couple of games. But the fact that he's done playing, and by the way, we knew like a year out he's going to do this. It started hey, Teddy's coming back to coach where he went to high school. He's really into it. That's what he wants to do. And they look really good. I mean, that team. They beat up a lot of teams last year. Teddy's good for high school football. When guys come back, go back to high school and want to, and let me tell you, that's a pressure cooker job. That Northwestern, if you don't win there, then you start to hear from all those people that went to that school. That's not an easy school to be a head coach at. They've gone through a lot of head coaches for a reason. It used to be the old Dillard before Dillard lost its whole area. Same deal. After Coach Gray died. Like the next 10 coaches, man, you're like, damn, I wouldn't have that job. No way. Wouldn't want to touch that one. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to here. Teddy, hang in there, man. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there, man. A lot of stories coming up. I saw we haven't even hit on this today. Garrett Wilson, 4-year, $130 million. He's a good player. Ask Jalen Ramsey. One guy that chewed him up was Garrett Wilson. 4-year, $130 million, staying with the New York Jets. I guess Sauce Gardner's going to get taken care of. By the way, what a draft, huh? Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, and Breece Hall. Haven't been able to do anything with it to this point, but damn good players. That running back and wide receiver and frontline cornerback to see. I have no idea on the Jets. I have no feel at all for the Jets. And seems like every time Justin Fields in an offense, we know he can run, and he's athletic. But I don't know how he's going to do. I don't. I saw him. He had one of his best games in Chicago when he was with the Dolphins. I think he ran for, what, 170-something yards and threw, two or three touchdown passes. But I have no idea. Absolutely no idea how good the Jets will be. I know they got a lot of good players. Like a lot of teams, and they're talking about Drake May and the Patriots. Again, I know it's a fresh start. They got a lot of new guys, spent a lot of money, and had a lot of free agent dollars and got a lot of good players. And the draft, they got a tackle with the first pick, the top tackle in the draft. But I have no idea how good they're going to be.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing about New England, man. The only thing I know about New England is every media person that covers the league thinks they're going to be the greatest the greatest comeback
story ever.
I
think Drake May's going to be really good. But I might be wrong. But yeah.
It's tough to tell, though, isn't it?
Nobody had less to work with last year than he did. You'd agree, right, looking at that group last year?
Yeah, they were not good.
That was a bad team. That was a bad team and should have beat us the first game. Guy has a ball in the back of the end zone and the old craziness of catching the ball half out of bounds backwards, which I didn't know the call. Jimmy had it. That's all that matters. Jimmy had that thing figured out. I had no idea.
Did you admit to not knowing the rule?
Yes.
Oh, you did? That's good. I like that you admit that.
Man,
You didn't pay attention in those meetings they put you through?
I didn't go to those meetings.
Oh, you didn't even show up. Okay.
I didn't have them. I don't know if they had them or I wasn't around.
I'm guessing you no-showed.
Well, I've been doing that.
Jimmy knew the rule then.
Jimmy did know the rule, man.
Yeah, so he went to the meeting and paid attention, probably.
He was on it. He's a lot smarter than I am anyway. Always been a lot smarter than I am. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. We're going to have Kyle Krabs join us. Had him on earlier. We'll talk to Kyle. And one guy I think's been about as fair as anybody with this Dolphin team and the offseason has been Kyle Krabs. He'll join us next. We'll break down and talk a lot about this Miami Dolphin football team. That's coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.